Hey there, beautiful people. It's your girl Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to Relationship Goals Affirmations for a Loving Partnership. Now, before we dive into today's juicy topic, let's take a moment to breathe and appreciate the incredible journey of love that each of you is on. Whether it's a brand new romance or a long-term commitment, relationships are the tapestry of our lives, woven with threads of joy, challenges, laughter, and sometimes, well, a little bit of baggage. And speaking of baggage, let's talk about something that can seriously weigh us down. Past resentments. You know that feeling when you replay old arguments in your head? Or when those hurt words from years ago still sting like fresh wounds? Holding on to these negative emotions is like carrying around a heavy backpack. It drains our energy, steals our joy, and ultimately hinders the growth of our relationships. So, buckle up, my loves, because today we're unpacking this heavy subject with love, honesty, and a whole lot of self-compassion. Because trust me, letting go of past resentments is not about forgetting or condoning what happened. It's about choosing to heal, move forward, and cultivate a more loving, fulfilling connection with your partner. Ready to ditch that backpack and step into lighter, happier territory? Let's do this. 5 key takeaways. 1. Acknowledge the hurt. The first step towards healing is recognizing and acknowledging those wounds. Don't try to bury them or pretend they don't exist. Write it down, talk to a trusted friend, journal about it, whatever helps you give voice to your feelings. Remember, feeling hurt doesn't make you weak, it makes you human. 2. Communicate with compassion. Once you've acknowledged the hurt, consider having an honest and open conversation with your partner. This isn't about blaming or attacking. It's about sharing your feelings from a place of vulnerability and seeking understanding. Use I statements like, I felt hurt when, instead of accusatory you statements. Remember, communication is the bridge that connects us, even in difficult moments. 3. Seek forgiveness for yourself and them. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about releasing the grip those negative emotions have on your heart. Holding onto resentment only hurts you in the long run. It's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It frees you from the burden of anger and bitterness. 4. Practice gratitude. Shifting your focus from what's wrong to what's right can be transformative. Start each day by acknowledging the good things in your relationship. A shared laugh, a supportive gesture, a comforting hug. Cultivating gratitude rewires your brain to see the beauty and blessings even amidst challenges. 5. Focus on the future. The past is gone, but the future is yours to create. Instead of dwelling on what could have been, focus on building a stronger, more loving present together. Make new memories, set shared goals, and nurture your connection with acts of kindness and appreciation. Remember, every day is a fresh start. Real-world relatable example. Think about the time when you and your partner had a disagreement that left some unresolved tension. Maybe it was a fight about chores, finances, or something more deeply personal. Imagine how much lighter you'd feel if you could let go of those lingering resentments and approach each other with fresh eyes and open hearts. Instead of replaying the argument in your head, what if you took a moment to acknowledge your feelings, communicate them openly, and work together to find a solution that honors both of your needs? Summary and key takeaways. My loves, relationships are a constant journey of learning, growing, and evolving together. Letting go of past resentments isn't about ignoring what happened, it's about choosing forgiveness, healing, and building a brighter future. Remember, you have the power to transform those heavy burdens into stepping stones on your path to love and happiness. Call to action. Take a few minutes today to reflect on any past resentments that might be weighing you down in your relationship. Write them down, talk to someone you trust, or simply take a deep breath and acknowledge their presence. Then commit to taking one small step towards healing, whether it's sending a loving text to your partner, practicing gratitude for the good things in your life, or scheduling some quality time together. You got this. And remember, keep those vibes high and don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from these words of love and wisdom. Until next time, stay radiant.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.